Good morning and welcome to University United Methodist Church. We want to give a special welcome to the McGowan and Woodburn family for our special baptism that's coming up today. But if you are here for the first time or you've been here many, many times, please feel God's presence and welcome. The stoles that we have up front and in the back with all the little puzzle pieces are symbolic that whatever shape or size you are, you fit here. All the puzzle pieces fit together well in God's holy realm. And everyone here is welcome. So feel free to grab a stole if you would like to, because it's a symbol of our hospitality. We especially welcome newcomers. And if you are here for the first time and you're looking for a church home, we have a brochure that I hope somebody from the welcome team will get to you. Also, in your bulletin, you should see a yellow slip, a small yellow slip. If you'll pull that out, and on one side, we would like to know who you are and that you are here. And then on the flip side, there's an opportunity for you to write a prayer request, and those will be read during the service. So if you do have the prayer request, the ushers will pick them up at a certain time, we'll let you know about. And if not, just drop this yellow slip right in the offering plate. We have ushers in the back. If you need anything, there are restrooms out this side door. There is no child care today. Children are welcome in the service, and I see they're already enjoying the coloring table, which is great. An abbreviated worship service is in your bulletin, and there's a QR code if you want the full worship service and know how to do that. That's on the flip side there. Let's see, what else? Safe sanctuary policy. Please remember that children should always be accompanied throughout the building while they're here as part of our safe sanctuary policy. I'd like to highlight some opportunities for mission and ministry, and the letter for the day is Peter is here to talk about the procession for peace.
Barbara, and I'm here partly to thank God. In view of all these wonderful children here, I'm here to thank God that atomic weapons have never again been used since 74 years ago. I credit God for that, and I want to invite you all to join the United UUMC contingent. We're going to have a group as part of the downtown procession. You can see the flyer in your bulletin. Again, I'm thanking God because this kind of procession is what never again looks like. People silently joining together to say no. And it's not thanking the 15,000 nuclear weapons that are still out there. God, not armaments, is our security. We stand with people of 122 other nations who adopted the Treaty on the Prohibition Against Nuclear Weapons. Do you know where they live? They all live in the global south, and all the nuclear weapons countries are in the global north. That's sort of interesting. More on that later. Please see me after church, and we'll get together and organize this thing.
Thank you, Peter. Continuing with our P's, there are lots of things in the bulletin I would call your attention to. One that's not there is postponed is the Vacation Bible School that was going to be this week. But look for the picnic, look for the Pride Parade, look for info on the Pastor's Discretionary Fund, and I had to do a little conniving to get the last P. And so I'm taking the liberty of saying I am proud because Sharon just told me that Blessings in a Backpack, which is our program with other Methodist churches to send a weekend of food home for children in one of the city schools, Blessings in a Backpack in this church alone has already collected, wait for it, $3,400. Is that not fabulous? And you still have a chance if you haven't contributed, like me, I've forgotten. Donations need to be in by August 15th. You can write a check, put Blessings on a Backpack, leave something in the office. And where is Sharon? Sharon's in the back. If you have any questions about it, see Sharon. She will tell you more about it. Okay, the P's are over, but please, let's continue worship.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? I am Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University Church. Oh, I guess it's a hymn sing, but welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martha Sutter, and every Sunday in the summer, we have a hymn sing for our first opening music where the suggestions come from you. You can see on the screen hymns that have already been sung this summer, so we'd like to keep it a little different, and I am now open to suggestions. We do one. Peter's got the first hand. Say that one more time. 384. All right, and we do one verse of each hymn. 384.
Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all of faithful mercy's crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
Elise. 274. 274. I heard a 328, is that what I heard? All right, and then maybe we can sneak in one more for the special mother today, 375. Whoop. So 374? I'm sorry, 348. Then too many numbers at one time. One more. Any particular verse there, Mary? The first verse. All right. What? No, wrong one, Dennis. 378. I'm sorry. First one.
Me, I once was lost.
Good morning again. Welcome again. Before we begin or continue our worship, I feel as though as people of faith, we have to acknowledge that there was yet again in one day two mass shootings. And thoughts and prayers are absolutely called for, but I think that it's time as persons of faith to take action. So I hope that you will join me in praying for victims and victims' families, but also I hope you'll join me in action, in calling whoever you need to call, who you are represented by, and let them know how you feel about mass shootings in our beautiful, wonderful country. So let's continue in worship. This summer we are using doors. You might have wondered why they're here, brought from my attic. To remind us of being locked out, being on the outside. And while we may not want to think about it, also locking others out. What does it feel like to be an outsider? Today's scripture describes a man whose demons forced him to live on the outside of community. The story is not only an ancient tale, but so many still struggle with demons that hold our spirits captive. What technical term do we use to describe demons today? The stigma of this torment keeps us separated, holding life at arm's length. Transformation and healing is possible, but we need to start with the work of compassion and truth-telling. How can we stay in conversation, not running and hiding from the reality and pain of mental illness in our communities, but by being the healing salve of Jesus' presence?
We come to be healed and to be part of the communal healing here for all. Jesus is a wounded healer, wounded by those who rejected his vision of inclusive love for each one of us. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the call to worship. In the darkest night, when we feel most afraid, in the storms of life, when we feel buffeted, our dreams blown and torn, our trust stretched to its fullest, in the trials of life, when we feel overwhelmed by worry and apprehension, amen. Look around you. You are surrounded by the beautiful diversity of the people of God. This is God's family. Before you settle back into your seats, take time to connect with your neighbors and share with them the boundless love of God and the reassuring peace of Jesus Christ. When you hear the music, it's time for you to return to your seats and for the children to come forward and meet with Pastor Alicia.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable and join me up here? I'll show you where when you get up here. Hi.
Welcomes all strangers.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's good to see all of you here today. So I'm Pastor Alicia. I'm so glad to meet you and see you if you're here all the time. So we have a part in worship where I talk to the children. And so today our scripture is kind of, it's a little bit of a scary one. It has some scary stuff in it. So I thought I'd ask all of you, what scares you? Do you have anything that scares you? I'm going to tell you something that scares me, and it's silly, but it still does, are spiders. If I see a spider, it kind of startles me, and I scream. So is anyone here scared of anything? It's silly, right? What are you scared of?
She said fireworks.
You're scared of fireworks? They are loud, yes. What are you scared of?
Snakes.
Snakes, me too. What are you scared of?
Bigfoot.
You're scared of Bigfoot?
Yeah, we saw a statue down the woods at Roland's Pond.
Okay. Are you scared of something that you want to share? No.
I want to talk named Bigfoot.
Oh, wow. Do you want to share what you're scared of? Okay. Do you? All right, we have another hand. What are you scared of?
Dinosaurs.
You're scared of dinosaurs. All right. Yes.
Snakes.
You're scared of snakes? I am the same with snakes. I know it's not going to hurt me, but I still scream. It's so weird. So you want to share what you're scared of?
Bats of it.
That's what you're afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
So I am also afraid of heights. Is anyone here afraid of heights? Yeah. Afraid of skydiving, yes. Okay. So we all have things that we're afraid of, and sometimes there are things like we're afraid that when we go somewhere we won't know someone, or maybe... Oh, did you have your hand up? I'm so sorry. What are you afraid of? Hold on. You had your chance. Let's have you have a chance.
Spiders.
You're afraid of spiders too? What are you... Did you tell us already? No? What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of danger.
Of danger. I'm glad... Yep?
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters?
Bears and heights.
Bears and heights. Okay. Quick.
10-foot diving board.
Oh, yes. I just saw someone. I wonder if she's here today on Facebook who went on to dive.
Somebody.
That's what you're afraid of. Do you have something? Are you going to share it?
I am scared of dogs.
You're scared of dogs? Yeah, some people are scared of dogs. So here's my point. We're all afraid of things, and sometimes when we're in life and in church, we talk about scary things. But in all things, God is with us. So even when we're afraid of roller coasters or heights or spiders, or maybe we're afraid that someone won't say hi to us when we go in the cafeteria at lunchtime, or we won't know someone when we go to our new class in the fall, God is with us in that fear. So I want you to remember that as you go through your everyday lives. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful that you are always with us. And when we're afraid, we can come to you and talk to you about what we're afraid of or worried about. Be with us in our conversations and in our lives and in our prayers. And I pray this in your many names. Amen. So you can go sit with whoever brought you. I do have to tell you, we're going to sing a hymn, and then we're going to have a baptism. So if you'd like to stay up here and just sit here and watch the baptism, that's okay too. So you can sit down on the floor or at the table, or you can go sit with whoever brought you.
And I just have to say, I really love roller coasters. We're going to do a hymn first. Our culture is constantly telling us how we don't measure up. We're not thin enough. We're not smart enough. We don't have the right phone. We don't take the right vacations. We're not on the right diet. The easy answer is that you are a flexitarian. That's a thing my sister identifies as. God loves you just the way you are. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 357, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. It's also on the screen.
without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to you, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to whose blood can cleanse its spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. As I am, you will receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because your promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, your love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be yours, yes, yours alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Please be seated. Well, how exciting that today we have a baptism. Wonderful, good day. And so as we participate in this baptism, I'd like for all of you to remember that what the family here is vowing to, you have done in your past, and we do every single time that we renew our baptism, or whenever we have a baptism, or whenever we have a confirmation. So here we are. Yeah. Dear siblings in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, this is where I ask you guys the big questions. One, two, three, all of you, really. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, say, I do. Will you nurture Owen in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, say, I will. He's very excited about this, by the way. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's Holy Church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, say, I will. All right. And all of you out there, you're a part of this. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include Owen, now before you, into your care? With God's help. And forgiveness, that he may grow. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and Owen who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness through his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Okay, Owen, are we ready for this? Hi. Hi there. Hello. Owen William Woodburn, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is so into the water. So, what I'd love for all of us to do, if possible, is lay hands on Owen, maybe his shoulder or his hand or his head. And if you can't reach, you can take him back if he wants to go. And anyone who's around him, we can just lay hands on him or touch the person's back behind us, and because we are going to bless him. The Holy Spirit, work within you, that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy. It is our joy. Amen. I'm going to say amen to that. It is now our joy that we welcome our newly baptized Owen William Woodburn. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. And so let us now welcome, it's going to be a second, welcome the newest member of our family. We will walk Owen around in a moment. Let's clap. Yay!
Today, we hear the story of another healing in the Gospel of Luke. There is an interesting twist this time. Instead of being enthused by Jesus' healing, the townspeople were frightened by his power and asked him to leave. I am reading verses 26 to 39 in chapter 8 of Luke. Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is the opposite of Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all of the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Well, this is a really interesting scripture to talk about. We had the joy of welcoming a new member into the family, and later we will be celebrating Holy Communion as a renewal and as soul food. And at the same time, we grieve and lament that as the 250th mass shooting has occurred in the first 216 days of 2019. What is happening in the minds and lives of people who decide to act in such violence? As we follow the lectionary cycle, we will come across some more challenging texts. Sometimes it's important to talk about the challenges of life in church. We all have struggles or challenges that hold us back from healthy relationships with our loved ones and healthy relationships with God. Some may refer to the struggles or challenges as demons. Demons may be addiction, mental health, stubbornness, or wanting control. Or maybe it's something else for you. We seem to all have this human condition in which we are imperfect and flawed. We think we can take care of it all without any help. Then one day we wake up and realize we can do nothing without letting this loving and compassionate God in. We are all broken in some way. I don't know all of your stories, but I'm sure each of us has been broken at some point in our lives. And if each of us has been broken, the next logical conclusion is that everyone out there has been broken. Therefore, everyone we meet has been broken in some way in their life. Maybe they're brokenhearted, or broken up, or struggle with addiction, or struggle with their health, or mental illness, or loneliness, just to name a few ways in which we feel broken. Every person, young and old, has a story. Here's the interesting part. When the man from our text was broken free from his demons by Jesus in our scripture, Jesus didn't ask him to stay close. Jesus wanted him to share his story. Jesus wants the formerly broken to share their story to help heal
the broken. Guess what? That's me and you. We are instructed to go out to the outsider and invite them to get to know Jesus, even though we may feel like outsiders ourselves. We had a baptism today in which we were reminded of our vow to renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness. And Elaine Heath says, to be baptized is to commit to going to the opposite side with Jesus, to go to the outsider. Suzanne Guthrie offers a powerful reflection on the story of this man. And let's hear her words. This is Suzanne Guthrie. After this dramatic healing, of course the man wants to follow Jesus. Where else is he to go? What else is there to do? Wouldn't you want to go with Jesus? But Jesus refuses his company. Instead, he sends the man home on his own to tell his story. Home is where the impact of his healing will be most dramatic. Among people who knew him as possessed, as naked, shouting man in the tombs that chains could not hold. But to tell his story, the former demoniac must remember it, confronting his wounds, which brought him to live naked among the tombs, to trace the wounds' sources and consequences, wounds so severe that even pigs could not bear to carry them. The wounds themselves bear the source of holiness, the wounds presented to God like a sacrifice of incense, burn upon the altar of life, offering a pleasing fragrance. One by one, enough deep wounds for a lifetime of pain, redeemed through an equal depth of holiness. Holy wounds, like Jesus' wounds. The former wounds of the healed man can help heal others through the man's witness. Jesus knows the man has a holy story to tell. Elaine Heath says, just as Jesus went to Gerasene, his followers today are called to step out of the boat to the opposite side. The mission of Jesus' followers is to take the healing and liberating love of God to the broken, the desolate regions, to those whose lives are bound by demonic forces they cannot control. This is a Christological narrative demonstrating that no one is beyond the reach of Christ's redeeming love. Or as in Romans 8, Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Feel free to be a singer or a signer or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing the refrain of God Help the Outcast twice from the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame. This selection is repeated twice during that song. So today we are going to sing it in the way it finishes at the end of the song singing The Children of God. And Jeannie will teach us the new last line, then we will follow Jeannie and the video as Dennis plays. If you would like your prayer request read as a part of a worship, the yellow piece of paper, please pass your slip to the ushers as they come down the aisle.
Okay, we'll review the signs because there are a lot of new people here. And if there's anyone who is fluent in ASL, I apologize for my feeble efforts to imitate what I have found on Google. So, God, help the outcast, hungry from birth, show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God, help my people. They look to you still. God, help the outcast, the children of God. Let's try it with the music.
God, help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God, help my people, they look to you still. God, help the outcast, the children of God. God, help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, they look to you still. God help the outcast, the children of God.
Let us be together in prayer. First in a time of silence, then I will lead us in remembering those in need of your love and comfort, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. So take a deep breath, get comfortable in your seat, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Amen. Today's prayer of the people is a guided meditation. I will name a group of people for us to raise in prayer. After a period of silence, I will say, Lord, hear our prayer, and your response each time will be, and pour out your peace. Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, our God, for those whose lives are strained and stressed, Lord, hear our prayer. For those whose hold on life is fragile, Lord, hear our prayers. For those whose illness makes them vulnerable, Lord, hear our prayer. For those whose families struggle to understand them, Lord, hear our prayer. For families and friends, nurses, doctors, and therapists, and all who seek to walk alongside the stressed and the strained, the vulnerable and the fragile, Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, our God, for all whose lives are in turmoil through the effects of mental illness, Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
How exciting. Today, we receive Holy Communion. Another glorious day. So our tradition of Holy Communion is a few things. One is it is open to all people. There is nothing that you need to do before this to partake or receive Holy Communion. So we have an open table here, and anyone is welcome to come. We also have gluten-free bread only, and this is so that, once again, everyone is able to receive Holy Communion. And we have grape juice only, so all can partake in this. When we're going to have some liturgy, and when it's complete, our ushers will come forward, and, well, first our servers will come forward, and they'll line up. One station will be here. We'll have one person with a bread, another with a big cup of grape juice, another is with little cups of grape juice, and finally a basket. And so when the ushers come forward, they'll invite each row to come forward as they're comfortable. And the people will come up, and they can partake in this way. You can either take a piece of bread and dip it in the big cup and receive Holy Communion by intinction, or you can take the bread and just eat it, and then you go to the little cup and drink the little cup, and then put that in the basket. And then you can return to your seat by going around this way and coming back to your seat, or you can kneel at the communion rail and pray for as long as you would like. There will be another station over here, same idea, bread, juice, basket, and folks will come up this way and exit out that way and come back to their seats. All right, here we go. May the risen Christ be with you. Lift your hearts to God, resurrection people. Children of God, sing with joy on this day of resurrection. How good and pleasant it was, joyous God, when creation sprang forth, great power flinging stars into the blue-black skies, precious goodness dripping down the mountains into the valleys. Your prophets came with great grace, declaring what they heard and saw. Through the doors of our hearts, though the doors of our hearts were locked for fear, you would condemn us. So, with those from every time and every place with whom we hold faith in common, we sing your praises forever. Holy, 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 God of grace and hope, all creation praises your glorious name. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes that our joy may be complete. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, ordainer of blessings, and gracious is your Son, Jesus our Christ. He came showing us his hands, which were full of your healing. He spoke proclaiming your good news of salvation for rebellious children. As we gather to bear witness to his life and death, we celebrate his resurrection and new hope. We declare that mystery we have heard and seen. Christ went to the cross, stretching out his hands to embrace death. Christ came out of the grave, reaching out his hands to embrace your love. Christ will come offering us his hands so we might go home with him. Breathe on us, Spirit of God, as we gather around your table. Transform this simple bread into that gift of life which broken can make us whole once again. Sanctify this common cup that it might become the grace for which we thirst in this and every moment. When we have been nourished, may we go forth into the world, pushing aside the doors locked tight by the forces of prejudice and oppression, that all might receive your hope, that everyone might feel your breath, bringing them back to life. And when we have come to the end of our journey, when we gather with our sisters and brothers around that feast of wonder and grace you prepare, we will join our hearts and voices in singing your praises throughout all eternity, God in community, holy in one. Amen. Will my servers please come forward?
We come together from across Onondaga County and beyond, representing different cultures, generations, languages, abilities, and identities. Within our diversity, we are united as a community of strangers, mutually committed Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision of the beloved community. Our offering is one way that we affirm our membership pledge to uphold this church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slip that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering.
What will you do? What will you be? Where will you go? What will you see? Everything lies ahead for you. There is so much that you can do. This is your day. This is your moment in the sun. Your life has just begun. Everything's there to win or lose. Can do anything you to do the best you can. Always be gentle, strong, and kind. Have a pure heart and open mind. This is your day. This is your moment in the sun. Your life has just begun. Everything's there to win or lose. You can do anything you choose. Go and choose well. Go and choose well. Owen, choose well.
God's love is truly without end. Open your heart and take it in. You are not alone. Please remain standing and join me in our prayer of dedication. Dear God, we bring our gifts as well as our needs. Please stay with us now, holding us in your love. Send your spirit to comfort us in our pain. Gather our scattered lives into a community of love. We pray these prayers in confidence. For you are our restoration and the renewal of our hope. Amen. We pray that we will not be a community that is frightened by Jesus' healing powers, but a community that embodies and manifests that power in our neighborhood and world. Please remain standing and join me in singing, Silence, frenzied unclean spirit, new words with a familiar tune.
Silence, frenzied, unclean spirit, cried God's healing Holy One. Since your ranting flesh can't bear it, flee as night before the sun. At Christ's words the demon trembled, from its victim madly rushed, while the crowd that was assembled stood in wonder, stunned and hushed. Lord, the demon still are thriving in the great house of the tyrant voices shrill and driving, twisted thoughts that grip and bind. Thou sets the heart to panic, fears distorting reason's sight. Guilt that makes a loving frantic, dreams that cloud the soul with pride. Silence, Lord, the unclean spirit in our mind and in our heart. Speak your word that when we hear it, all our demons shall depart. Clear our thought and calm our feeling, and the fractured warring soul, by the power of your healing, make us faithful through and whole.
May the Lord be with us, to guide us, within us, to strengthen us, without us, to protect us, above us, to raise us, beneath us, to uphold us, before us, to lead us, behind us, to guard us, ever about us, this day and evermore. Amen.